My Minister, Aidan Patchoulas, back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. An Irish company that supports financial institutions fight financial crime has announced 300 new jobs at its global headquarters in Dublin as part of a €100 million expansion plan. Fintech firm Fenergo is also creating new jobs across its international markets to meet increasing demand for its AI-powered solutions. We're joined by Mark Murphy, CEO and founder of Fenergo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to us. Can you tell us more about Fenergo and how you help financial institutions fight financial crime?
Well, first and foremost, we're a technology business and we're helping banks and other financial services institutions keep bad actors out. So when clients come to banks to be onboarded, to open accounts, Fenergo is checking, are they and all of their connected parties safe to do business with?
Okay, you're hiring 300 people here. Are there people in Ireland with the necessary skill set to work in this area, particularly in AI?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, the financial crime part is at the centre for us. And we have an amazing pool of talent here for us to touch on and to try and hire. You know, all of the financial services institutions that are here internationally, the JP Morgans, the State Streets, Bank of New York, they've got a wealth of talent that we can tap into. Marry that then with the technology. Obviously, you know, AI is relatively new and there's a lot of skills that we can, you know, harness from just pure software engineering that can be built upon. So we've got huge confidence in the workforce here and that we can get the required talent that we need to do what we need to do.
Is the future AI?
100%. Now, AI won't replace humans, in my opinion, but somebody who knows AI, is using AI, those people with that AI skill will replace the human who doesn't have it.
And I'm guessing the fact that you're hiring 300 people shows that you do have faith in human and humans and their ability to work.
100%. You know, the AI is going to replace everybody, is going to replace all the jobs. I'm not a believer in that. We operate on the basis of human in the loop. So AI will do a lot of the mandatory and mundane work, and a lot of the higher end smarts will be done by the human, using and leaning on AI to really accelerate the work that needs to get done for institutions like ours.
Fenergo is supported by Enterprise Ireland, which has published its export results for 2024. Client companies achieved exports of €36.75 billion last year, up 7% on 2023. And Kevin Sherry is interim CEO of Enterprise Ireland, and he joins us this morning. Kevin, these are good export figures for 2024. Will it be vastly different for 2025, given the economic headwinds and US tariffs?
Right. Well, first thing, it is a great result for Irish companies like Fenergo, and I think great credit is due to those type of companies who are competing and winning in international markets. So up 7% on 2023 across all markets and across all main sectors. So it is a really good news story, and it's also a reflection of how Irish companies are innovating, how they're changing their product set and mix in line with their customer needs and competing and winning in international markets. And we've seen that right across the globe. We've seen it in Europe, where Europe now actually is ahead of the UK for the first time in terms of the growth in exports. And that's a real reflection of Irish companies diversifying their export markets and broadening their base. And we're absolutely delighted for that, because that's something that Enterprise Ireland has been working for many years in helping companies to enter the Eurozone. But the UK has grown strongly as well at 4%. And we've seen that growth right across all sectors. We've seen industrial and life sciences grow by 9%. We've seen technology and services grow by 7%. And we've also, a lot of talk at the moment about the US. We've seen the US grow by 8% and continue to grow strongly.
But how important is a good deal between the EU and the US on tariffs?
Yes, it is very important. And there's a lot of work going in to ensure that Europe positioned itself well on that. But one of the things I would say on that is that Irish companies are resilient. They're used to challenges. They've come through Brexit, COVID, also financial crisis and increase in inflation, and they are resilient. But Enterprise Ireland has been working with all of those companies that are exporting to the US. So we've stood up a dedicated tariffs response team. We've put in place supports for those companies, and we're working both as with sectors and with individual companies to help them respond. And there are supports. Any company that is looking at the US market and is worried about tariffs, there are supports and information available from Enterprise Ireland, and they should look up at the Enterprise Ireland website.
Back to you, Mark Murphy. Just a quick question briefly, if you don't mind. Will tariffs affect your company?
Yeah, tariffs will affect everybody. You know, a bit like Kevin says, we've been dealing with headwinds in business, you know, for all of time. This is a new one. And you can look at it two ways. You can think of it, oh, it's a problem and, you know, the world is down and so on. Or you can look at it as an opportunity. And for us, it's an opportunity. It's a tailwind, we believe. Firms are under pressure to cut costs, and our software, as well as keeping them safer, allows, you know, operational efficiency. So to do more for less.
Thank you both for coming into studio this morning. That's Mark Murphy of Fenergo and Kevin Sherry from Enterprise Ireland. I'll have more business news in the next hour.